Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Do you really believe that God loves you? Do you love, honor, and respect God? Do you love, honor, and respect yourself? Do you love God enough to stop validating negative behaviors towards you? Do you love yourself enough to stop validating people's negative behavior towards you? Do you allow the negative opinions or put downs of others to cause you to doubt God's love for you in a negative way? Listen, God said that you are a good thing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So it doesn't matter what people think or what people say about you. You have to stay in agreement with what God said. You see, Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together except they agree? So what are the attributes and the characteristics of God's love versus lust, which is Satan's imitation of God's love? And right here, I have to highlight the counterfeit. You see, Satan loves to counterfeit everything that God does. God is love, Satan is lust. God sends the real thing, Satan sends lust. Satan sends the counterfeit. So for all of the people that have rejected you, guess what? God has accepted you. God loves you. God wants you to grow in his perfect love that casts out all fear. So I have two questions for you. What and who are your love stealers? What and who are your time stealers? You see, it's real important that we spend quality time with God in prayer, in praise, in worship, in reading and studying his word, and singing to him, and well, you know, whatever you do with God, loving on him, dancing with him, telling him about your day. You know, God cares about everything that we do. But I asked the question about who or what are your time stealers, because a lot of times we can get distracted by so many things. And that distraction pulls us away from spending quality time with God. So I encourage you during this 30-day love challenge to start spending at least 1 hour with God. And you could break it up any way you want to. But get a journal and start recording your moments with God. Ask God questions. Let him know the areas where you struggle with really believing that he loves you. And let God know how you feel about loving yourself. And this is a good time to ask, do you love yourself? And if you don't love yourself, why not? These are some of the things that's going to require you to really go deep and to perform self-examination so that you can grow in those areas where the enemy has been holding you back from receiving God's love. And one of the biggest tools that he uses is unforgiveness. We all fall short of the glory of God. Nobody is perfect. I'm certainly not perfect. And when we do fall short of God's glory, we should be quick to repent. We should be quick to ask God to forgive us. And we should be quick to receive God's forgiveness. Many people don't believe that God loves them because they don't believe that God has forgiven them. And the culprit here is condemnation. The counterfeit of God's love is lust. Satan's imitation of God's love is lust, and it involves the counterfeit. So the counterfeit of God's acceptance of you, God's forgiveness of you, is condemnation. The enemy loves to condemn us. The enemy loves to point out all of our flaws. And the enemy loves to tell you that God doesn't love you. God is never going to forgive you for what you did. And guess what? The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. God loves you. And John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now Jesus, he was hung up for our hangups. And Jesus died for you and Jesus died for me. God gave us the biggest gift of love he could ever give. And that was his son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross. So Romans 8:1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. God does not condemn us. Satan is the one that condemns us. Satan is the one that don't want you to receive God's love. So he sends the counterfeit. He sends the spirit of lust to confuse you and to cause you to come out of agreement with what God said so that you won't be able to walk with him. Remember, Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? So if you are loving the one thing, if you are loving the one person, if you are loving the one place that you go to frequently, I'm talking about people, places, and things that you spend more time with than you spend with God. Who is that person? What is that thing? What is that place that you love going to so much and you spend quality time there? More time than you spend loving on God, thanking God, and praising God. You see, it's time for a divine reversal. It's time to put God first. And this is a good place to share Matthew's, the 6th chapter in the 33rd verse. And I encourage you to read these scriptures. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, John 3:16, Amos 3:3. And I want you to read John, the 14th chapter. But Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together except they agree? And Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. If you are spending more time with the who, if you are spending more time with the what, than you are spending time with God, it's time for a divine interruption. You know, like when you're watching TV and the broadcast come on and it makes that beeping noise, beep. Well, it's letting you know they practicing in case it was an emergency. Well, it's a divine interruption. It's not divine, but it's an interruption. It interrupts your show. And for the guys, if it's Sunday night football, it interrupts your football game. So guess what? Tonight is a divine interruption. And God wants you to pick up the phone because it's for you. God is love, and lust is the counterfeit of God's love. We tend to invest our time in lust, which is false love. And when we do this, we receive and we believe the lies of the counterfeit while we reject and neglect true love, which is God's love. And then when our investment doesn't pay off, we are disappointed, busted, and disgusted because we invested in the wrong things and we didn't seek God for his help. Our hope, our trust, and our focus was on the wrong things. And we need to repent for neglecting God. And we need to repent for putting other people, places, and things before God. So some of the key areas in our lives that prevent us from spending quality time with God is the spirit of deception. And it's this spirit, it's seducing spirits. And these are some of the characteristics of the spirit of Jezebel that the enemy uses to entrap us via soul ties, through whether it's sexually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. When we're dealing with the works of the flesh, what do you really have to fall back on? If you're responding to the flesh, hanging out in that soulless realm, responding to your feelings and your emotions, where's the word of God? When we hang out in that soulless realm, we have rebellion, we have disobedience, we have stubbornness, we have selfishness, falsehood, lust, fantasy, and don't forget about the fantasy lust. We have denial and we have the spirit of delusion. You know, doubting what you see, knowing that it's not good for you, knowing that you shouldn't do that, knowing that it's not the truth, it's a lie. But how many times have we jumped over the truth to believe a lie? And I will be the first to say, people jump over the truth to embrace the lie because it makes them feel better. It soothes your ego. It satisfies the flesh. So I'm going to pause here for a moment and let you think about that. Let that sink in. Let it simmer. And remember earlier, we all fall short of the glory of God. No matter what we do, God loves us. God doesn't love the things that we do that dishonor him, that displeased him. So the spirit of deception will seduce you into believing something that is not true. And so when you come into agreement with that lie, you come out of agreement with the truth. And when you come out of agreement with the truth, you can no longer walk with God. And that's where we fall short of the glory of God. So as I continue this series on love versus lust, I challenge you to accept the 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter challenge, which that whole chapter talks about love. And I encourage you to read that chapter for every day for the next 30 days. And as you read, begin to journal the things that are standing out to you. Read and understand what God is saying to you about love. And one of the key things I want to say is love is patient, love is kind. So if you're with someone, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a co-worker, your pastor, the preacher, the teacher, it doesn't matter. Take a look at their countenance. Take a look at how they interact with you. Are they patient with you? Are they kind? Or do they have a mean spirit? And are they impatient with you? Love versus lust. Through this series, I'm going to be exposing the works of the enemy and the subtle ways that he has gained access to our minds, the subtle ways that he has thwarted God's plans for us through the spirit of trickery, through the spirit of falsehood, through the spirit of deception. And once we believe these lies, the intrusions that the enemy sends to us every day, the moment we come into agreement with the lies, guess what? Our thinking process becomes damaged. And we begin to operate in the spirit of delusion, which is false and mistaken beliefs. And that's where a lot of people get trapped, because Satan will tell you that God doesn't love you, God will never forgive you. And then you begin to walk in shame, humiliation, fear, and embarrassment. You're so embarrassed about what you did and you hide from God because you don't want God to see you in the state that you're in, but God sees you. Another name for God is El Roi, and it means the God that sees all things. And God sees everything that we do, good or bad, happy or sad. And guess what? He still loves us. God doesn't hate you. Somebody needs to know tonight that God does not hate you. God loves you. God is waiting to restore you. God is waiting for you to forgive the fullness of his love by receiving the fullness of his forgiveness. When we allow the spirit of delusion to entrap us in our thought process, then those thoughts turn into strongholds. And then we have to strategically pull down those strongholds. We have to destroy the lies. We have to destroy the deception. We have to destroy the falsehood. These are all of the love stealers, and these are all of the time stealers. You know, the things that we spend so much time thinking about, the things that we spend so much time doing that pulls our focus off of God, that takes our attention off of God, that takes our love off and away from God. So distractions are specifically designed by the enemy to steal the quality time that you would spend with God, receiving his word, receiving his love, receiving his forgiveness, receiving his healing touch, receiving his comfort, and receiving the instructions that he provides in his word. Now, I'm asking God to break the plans of the enemy to further hoodwink us. And I say us because I'm speaking to us, to everybody. The body of Christ, we need to move from me-ism and step into we-ism. Because the last time that I looked, the word of God said that we are many members but one body. And in the Old Testament, when Nehemiah stood up to rebuild the walls, the waste places, when he stood in repentance, it was about us. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about you. It was about we-ism. We are the body of Christ. And it is time for us to come together on one accord. It is time for us to come out of the spirit of lust, which causes separation and division. And it is time for us to walk in the power and the authority of God's love. You see, I am asking God to let the plans of the wicked fall. I am asking God to arrest them, to shut their mouths, and for the venom that's in their mouths is like the venom of snakes and that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Tear out, O Lord, the fangs of the lions, and let them vanish like water that flows away when they draw the bow. O God, let their arrows be blunted. Let a slug melting away as it moves along. Like a stillborn child, may they not see the sun. And those few verses come out of Psalms, the 58th chapter. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 58. We're talking about love versus lust tonight. If you don't want to be set free from the counterfeit in your life, the spirit of lust, deception, and falsehood, you might not want to continue listening to the broadcast the next couple of weeks, because that's what I'm going to be talking about. And as you listen, as you receive, God is going to bless you. God is going to remove the scales from your eyes. And listen, I know that it's hard. Some of you in love with the counterfeit. You in love with the wrong woman. You in love with the wrong man. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not your husband and that's not your wife. That's not the man that God has for you. That's not the woman that God has for you. And hello, some of you are sitting under false pastors, false shepherds. That's not the pastor that God has for you. That's not the shepherd that God has for you. Hello. When we submit to false leadership, We begin to operate in the spirit of elitism that is operating in the house. And in the spirit of elitism, there is so many doors that is open to keep you bound. And there's a strong spirit of deception. There's a strong spirit of delusion. And there's a strong spirit of lust. Love is not in that house. Love is not in that church. And you wonder why you get greeted by mean people at the door. Remember, I said love is patient and love is kind. Do the love test the next time you go to your church. Do the love test the next time that you talk to your pastor. The next couple of series, I want to deal with healthy confrontation of the things that prevent us from receiving God's love and living an abundant life. It's time to raise the level of accountability and responsibility. It's time to stop believing the lies of the enemy. It's time to start eliminating the excuses from our lives. So let me break down the definition of an excuse. I heard this definition a long time ago at Metropolitan Christian Church, Christian Center in New Jersey. And Pastor Elsie, he did a series on excuses. And I never forgot this excuse definition. An excuse is a flesh response to demonic pressure for the release of obligation. You know, the things that we don't want to do or the things that we don't feel like doing. Well, it's not about what we feel or what we want. It's about what God wants. And it is about what God is requiring of us. And I'm going to let that simmer for a moment. We're talking about love versus lust. So the truth is based on a legitimate reason of why you can't do something. And God said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So the excuses have to go. And we have to start asking God to help us, which brings me back to healthy confrontation and self-examination. So where are you today? Are you walking with God or are you walking away from God? Did you fall short of the glory of God or have you fallen short of the glory of God? Whether it's current, whether it was yesterday, whether it was last year, last month, I don't care when it was. Listen to me. God has forgiven you. When you walk in unbelief, doubt, and unforgiveness, you open the door for the spirit of lust, the spirit of deception, and the seducing spirit to come in and distract you and cause you to make flesh responses to demonic pressure for the release of the obligation. And that is an excuse. So we are to love God with all our might, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our spirit. So what is preventing you from receiving God's love tonight? Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? Are you in agreement with what God said in his word? Or are you out of agreement with what God said? Have you been distracted by the lies of the enemy? Did you come into agreement with Satan and all of the lies that he's been whispering in your ears? I encourage you tonight to humble yourself before the Lord and ask him to meet you where you are and ask God to help you to identify the areas in your heart where you are hurting, where you are broken, where you are busted and disgusted. Tell him the truth. Invite him in and allow him to help you. And he will. This is Eloquently Speaking, Stacy Lunsford, and this is the Heartbeat of God. on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I love you with the love of God, and I'm praying that you will fall more passionately and more intimately in love with God. And as you read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, my prayer is that God will release revelation knowledge to you about His love, real love, true love. And know this, that God loves. God's love covers a multitude of sins. God bless you.